As a leading global pharmaceutical company that provides essential medicines to millions of patients worldwide, we are continually assessing the impact of COVID-19 as it evolves each day. To ensure the health and safety of our employees, we have implemented and will continue to implement measures to protect their well-being. Based on the guidance from global and local health authorities, we have instituted rigorous infection control measures within our facilities for those where work from home is not an option. Our top priority is saving and improving the lives of our patients. CSL's commitment to enhancing the quality of life for people with rare and serious diseases around the globe is reflected in our support of programs and activities for patients with rare plasma protein-related diseases. Employers in all sectors may experience shortages of PPE, including gowns, face shields, face masks, and respirators as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. These shortages critically impact the ability of the U.S. healthcare system to provide care for the most seriously ill COVID-19 patients. I'm glad you came in when you did, Anne. This looks pretty bad. I don't have your complete medical history. Do you know if you were vaccinated against tetanus?
My parents were opposed to vaccines, so I doubt it.
Okay, that's what I was worried about. I'm afraid I'm going to have to admit you. You're in for a bit of a fight. BP lowering was consistent with changes in the renin-angiotensin and nitric oxide systems. At the examined doses of each, captopril lowered BP and SD without influencing glucose-insulin metabolism, whereas pioglitazone favorably affected glucose-insulin metabolism, while showing essentially no effects on BP.